Anyway, I got Reed Rosenthal. He's a cowboy. Reed, Lance Rosenthal owns the Ponderosa. Hey, Reed.
How you doing, Lewis?
How you doing, partner? You
know, howdy from Wyoming.
Yeah, I was thinking about you. Are there more than, I don't know if you, are you Jewish? I don't know that you're Jewish, but Reed Rosenthal?
Well, you know, I was raised Jewish. I have to admit, I'm probably more spiritual than anything now.
That's okay. I just want to know, are there any, like, how many more Jews are there in Wyoming besides you?
Well, you know, if there was nine more of me within 250 miles, we'd have a minion.
You see, you're laughing at that. I actually live in a place like Wyoming, but it's in New York, and they send a poor little Mexican guy in a pickup truck to pick me up at 6 in the morning because some guy's building a mikvah over at some Hasidic camp, and that's my shortcut to heaven. In case, do you listen to Kiki Friedman like records all day long? What's the deal?
No. I sit around and sing Hebrew to the cows. I bet you never seen 1,000 head of cows with yarmulkes, have you?
That's a great image, man. So I want to be your friend so I can borrow money from you in case things don't work out at this end. Anyway, I could just see some, like, evangelical Christian going, I met a guy who's a cowboy, and he's a Jew. Marry him. Because, you know, Ronnie Dangerfield used to say, he goes out, all the girls go with Vito, and then marry Irving, he's a good provider.
Oh, absolutely, good provider.
So what do you think about these clowns in Oregon? I mean, I want you to know, I'm a libertarian guy, so I'm offended by people who are really bad libertarians. There's nothing worse than a liberal Democrat than a bad libertarian.
You know, the guys in Oregon, I think, are going about it wrong. You know, there's a backstory to this that most people are not familiar with unless you're in the ranching community.
I know
but
that. The federal government took the land from Indians and gave it to ranchers.
Well, yeah, that's the way back story. Oh, that's the dark stain story on the pages of American history, and we concur.
I can help you on this. You can just say, well, those Indians stole it from other Indians, so there.
But you know what's really going on there is that the BLM is trying to add sections of that ranch, and I'm talking about the private property as well lease.
Who are not well read? BLM is the Bureau of Land Management, which is the evil dog cousin of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. But anyway, go on.
Yes. Well, listen, let's face it. Most of the government agencies are the evil dark cousins of one another.
That's right.
You know, for sure. What did Thoreau say, right? That government which governs least governs best.
I'll tell you what he said, and I'll tell you what I said. Thoreau said, I'm not really a recluse. I'm going to town to buy some food. That's the first thing.
Time to Safeway close.
That's right. And the sad thing that I said is, I forgot. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, I think it's 45 minutes from Walden Pond to downtown.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Don Henley's house is down there. Anyway, go on.
Well, the BLM, I don't know how familiar you are with Agenda 21 at the United Nations. But your listeners can go on. This is not some pie-in-the-sky thing. You go to UN.org. Right. Type in Agenda 21, right, and you can read all 28 chapters of that. You know, I've been on coast to coast with that, Fox Business. It's an amazing document. It starts with a preamble. You got to listen to these words carefully.
Yes.
It starts with a preamble that private property is the root of social injustice. That's the preamble to this document.
Right.
Part of this document is a chapter on sustainability. And sustainability leads to the establishment, and people can look this up, Google it up all you want, and you can get it right off the government websites. Sustainability ties into the world biosphere designations and world heritage sites, and you can call up maps of those, you know, any of your viewers or any of your listeners who are I'm used to television, any of your listeners who are interested in this, and it's pretty fascinating. But it's kind of a dark world that most people are not familiar with.
What I like about you,
and what's happened with the Bundy Ranch in Nevada, who I also think handled it terribly, terribly wrong, and with the Oregon Ranch, which I think is being handled terribly wrong, you know, sometimes you can be on the right side and do a really bad job of being on the right side. And that's what the guys up there are doing. But the bottom line is the BLM is trying to take private property and trying to cancel BLM allotments to add it to World Biosphere and World Heritage Sites under the auspices of Agenda 21. And so there's a lot going on behind the scenes which is not being reported.
Yes, I agree.
So, you know, I'm going to put my
two cents in.
On the right side doing the wrong thing.
I'm going to put my two cents in here, okay?
Sure.
You're going to like this. It's about you. First of all, what I like about having you in the guest is that you can't blame all this stuff on the Jews because you are one. Because when you go to meetings with those guys, somewhere there's like, and not only the government and Zog, and it's the Jews. So you see, you go, nah, and it ain't the Jews. Okay, that's the first thing. It's the Masons. No, I'm kidding.
Saturday. Are you trying to say I'll never be a general in the militia?
No, they may make you one as a token. So listen.
I can be the token Jewish militia general.
That's right, absolutely. Now, here's the second thing, and I'm going to nail you on this one, because I write game theory. And you're doing two things, which I like, by the way. Most people would say you're doing two things and that they're bad, but I would say you're doing two things and they're good. Well, you're skilled at him anyway. I don't want to say good in a moral sense, but you're good. Okay, and this is what it is. A, we live in a world of hierarchy, powerarchies, hierarchies, competition, and reciprocal altruism.
I happen to agree. I mean, you can boil it down to one word.
Hey, Reed, I'm talking.
Reed,
excuse me. I'm talking. Do you mind? Okay, no. You'll get your. You got your 50. I'm giving you extra time. You know, so this is before I play back in the saddle again. Listen, so this is the thing, is that any way you can do it and get away with it legally, I'm on your side. I like I'm a power guy. You know, I don't say Trump said bad things about Muslims. I say statistically was that a smart thing to say about Muslims. You know, however you can make it work, you make it work. Some of my best Muslim friends who are stockbrokers say that was pretty smart what he said. So not that he's right, so he's wrong, but that's neither here nor there. So what happens is this, is that, so if you can get what you want through power and manipulation and you don't violate the law, I don't have a problem with it. Because I know at the end of the day, I could hustle you for a tax write-off to give money to my charity. And that's what makes the world run, is those charities. That's the first thing. Second thing, you're doing a thing called connecting the dots, okay? Connecting the dots is when you take 50 facts, which are true, and you weave them into, the UN wants a one-world government, and they want to put American troops in the United States. You didn't say this, but I'm saying it. And they're going to build camps and put people, and there'll be UN like guys in like the U.S., you know, that'll supersede the U.S. military. There are guys who believe that stuff. I don't believe it. So I believe, yes, that it is in the preamble, but here's the bad news for you. There's going to be a one-world government, and it's not going to happen from the UN. It's going to happen from multinational corporations buying each other up, and our country is going to be a subdivision of a tax write-off in Turks and Caicos. Go ahead. Yeah, you can talk.
Yeah, what was that movie? It was, I can't remember the actor's name, but it was Powerball.
Debbie does that?
And I don't mean the, but it, you know, they... All the countries had their teams.
Not Powerball, Moneyball. No, it wasn't Moneyball. It was, I know, with James Caan.
You know which one I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
James Caan. It was great.
Yeah.
The original one.
You know, that was exactly the scenario you just painted.
Well, you don't think that's going to happen?
I think we're well on the way to that.
Let me ask you.
I think there is an incestuous marriage between big business.
Yes.
And other special interests, not just business.
Of course. Let me ask you a stupid question.
Between well-funded special interests and government hacks.
We defeated the Nazis in World War II. You think they couldn't whack ISIL in a weekend?
Oh, listen, we could whack ISIL in a weekend. ISIL's big business.
But you know why they're not doing it?
You and I are on the same track.
I know why, because I just got gas for $1.79 in Jersey. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want my gas going up.
That's part of it, but it also goes, look, it's deeper. Once again, you know, everything has You saw The Matrix, right?
Mm-hmm.
I happen to love that movie.
It's about me, by the way. It's a biography about me.
Yeah, but which side were you on?
I'm Neo. I'm Neo. Lance, did you hear my saying, Lance, that I can't go to hell because the devil has a restraining order against me? Go ahead. We're going to be best friends because I'm telling you, 10 million heads of cattle. I want to. If my wife lets me, I want all your babes when you're done with them. Ship them over to New York.
That's the sheep, but we don't want to go there.
All right. Oh, hey, listen, you know how your guy's a sheep farmer? Because every time he walks by, they go, Daddy, Daddy.
Yeah, that's right. The cows are the business,
yep.
The sheep are the pet.
I think I just got a $10,000 fine from the FCC for this conversation. I need you to call your...
That could explain the two black helicopters circling over the ranch house here.
And by the way, you can buy a drone for $60 and put a laser from a dental place and just blow up the station. So I'm telling you, there they go. Now it's Homeland after me at the FCC and Homeland. Wait till the IRS comes. Anyway, go ahead, buddy. Talk.
You know, listen, there's three things boiling underneath the surface on what's happening with gas prices. And although everybody is jumping up and down because of low gas prices, and listen, it is beneficial on a day-to-day, individual, family-to-family basis. Number one, the folks that are hell-bent against fossil fuels of any type, they love to see the American fracking industry getting smashed. Number two, Saudi Arabia is going for market share. That means they're going to pump as much oil as it takes to bankrupt the American fracking industry. And number three, you have a government who, let's face it, is no friends of fossil fuels in any form whatsoever. They've tried to shut down fossil fuels by decreasing federal leases by almost 80%. All the increase in production, and it's been huge, has been on private property. The government can't do anything about it, but here is one of the things that they can do about it. They can sit idly by, let Saudi Arabia increase and maintain its production, and kill a whole bunch of birds with one stone.
Hold on, so, question.
There's a lot going on that chessboard.
Would a libertarian want big government to sit by and do nothing?
No, a libertarian would not want big government.
Ah!
I mean, let's get to the root of the problem. It's not a question of big government doing nothing. It's a question of not having a big government to begin with.
Ah.
Wouldn't you agree?
I don't know. I ain't that smart, man. I watch Beavis and Butthead Do America for my political information. Hey, Beavis.
Butthead.
So, anyway, you're a good guest, and you're a smart dude, and you're articulate, and you're a yid.
Well, what can I say? You know, it's all genetic.
Let's talk about you. You have a book, by the way? You got a book out?
Yeah, you know, I write fiction and nonfiction, and my historical fiction series, which is the story of America set in the West, is called Threads West, an American Saga, and you can look up the goodies at www.threadswestseries.com. It's been a number one national Amazon, Barnes & Noble bestsellers in all sorts of categories. And rather incredibly, I must say I'm stunned. It's won 25 national awards in the last 4 years. Big miniseries starting in 2017.
Oh, I really want to know you.
And it's really quite exciting.
And the Cowboy Channel?
You know,
TNT?
It's a story. It's kind of funny because it ties into our conversation to this up to now.
Yes.
The story really of us. Men and women from England, Ireland, Norway, Denmark, Prussia, an Oglala Sioux family,
wait a minute,
Indian family.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
By the Texas Rangers.
You sound like Obama. You sound like Obama. Hold on. You sound like Obama last night. And say that again. Prussians. It's Obama last night. You stole a speech.
What do you mean? I wrote a speech.
Anyway. Oh, by the way, question.
Yeah.
Do you know who Quanah Parker was?
I do.
I love you, man. You're the first white guy who knows who Quanah Parker is besides me.
Quanah Parker rocked.
He was.
He rocked.
Ah, he got almost as many cattle as you got.
Not only did he have as many cattle, you know, listen, the greatest lawman in the history of the American West was a black man.
Oh, who's that? Is that the guy who was the cattle guy who won the first great guy in the Buckaroo Hall of Fame from
Well, Bill Russell. shot Bill Rossi.
Right.
He brought 3,000 outlaws to justice single-handedly in a span of 17 years. And then, I mean, you want to, you talk about government, right? And then the poor guy who is really the hero of the West and totally unsung. Many people think that the Lone Ranger was based on him because he had an Indian sidekick who helped him.
Yeah, it was based on John. It was based on a guy named John Hughes, but that's okay.
the bottom line is that this poor gentleman who is a black man,
yes,
and known as probably the toughest and most accomplished federal marshal in the West.
Buffalo soldiers living in America. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, and you know, he, when the Dred Scott decision came down, he was literally not allowed to eat in a restaurant. Wow. It's just unbelievable.
And then he grew dreadlocks, and that Dred Scott, dreadlocks, back, Buffalo soldier living in America. Anyway, yeah. But you know, I got good news for you.
I didn't know you had like a singing background.
I don't. That's how I sound. But listen, here's the thing. The good news is they found out that your great-great-grandfather knew him and that you were a Jew, and they made that guy sit out in the back along with the black guy.
What do you mean? He converted.
Oh, he did. He him and Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, he was Sammy Davis Sr.
So tell me five things politically. Get political. I will not interrupt you. We got in 2.5 minutes because I'm going to play a cowboy song for you to close out the show, which I never do. I usually play 6 o'clock by the Love and Spoonful, but I'm playing this for you because you're a great guest. Tell us five things that you think is so about politics in America.
About politics in America.
Yeah, just
number
five
one,
things. You own a big ranch. You're an entrepreneur. You live in a rural state. Like, sock it to us.
Number
two
one,
and a half
government
minutes.
Needs to be critically downsized. Number two, term limits need to be imposed across the board. Number three, politicians need to be held fully accountable for every law they pass, just like the people who they subject the laws to are held accountable.
How would you hold them accountable?
And, well, listen, I don't care whether it's a treason trial and rope or whether it's a few years in the state pen.
Oh, okay, so you're in favor of capital punishment, I take it.
You know, and campaign finance laws suck. Campaign finance laws should be revised from top down. It should be $5,000 per person or entity. I don't care if you're Exxon or if you're Sally Lou in Philadelphia. The maximum you can give to any campaign, and there's no BS with subsidiaries and affiliates and all that kind of stuff. If you are under the control or common control of the same outfit, you're limited to $5,000 contribution to a campaign.
You sound like a Tea Party liberal.
Tea Party liberal. Isn't that kind of an oxymoron?
Well, I'm telling you, you're the guy that wants campaign finance. And you want the limited $5,000. That's liberal stuff. That's not Tea Party stuff. Tea Party people want to sell the whole country to the Coen brothers. To the Koch brothers.
I'm saying that you limit. It's the Koch brothers, by the way.
I think they pronounce it Coke, though, don't they?
Coke, yes. So, anyway, you limit everybody, whether it's the Koch brothers, whether it is the unions, it doesn't matter who it is, to $5,000. That's it.
There you go.
And you know what? If these politicians have a lot less money, they'll have to spend a lot more time talking about material matters, like, you know, what the hell is wrong and how we're going to fix it, rather than all the nonsense that they spew.
Okay.
And I mean, all of them.
Last question. Ready?
Yes.
When are you going to give your land back to the Indians? I love you,
never.
Reed.
However, I do have two great Indian families in my books that people will love.
Those are novels or fiction? Nonfiction?
Novels. Historical fiction.
Oh, it's easy to write nuts stuff about Indians. Hold on. When you get land that you got from the federal government that they took from the Indians, it's easy to write fiction books about Indians. It's Quanapaka you have to worry about. Tell them the name of one of your books so they can buy it.
Yeah, Threads West, An American Saga. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, bookstores near you, or go to our publisher's, not my, but the publisher's website. That is threadswestseries.com.
Well, thank you, Reed Lance Rosenthal, My lawnsman, it's so nice talking to you. Guy Gesund.
It's been terrific, Louis. Thanks
right,
a lot.
You're great. Bye-bye. I'm playing a song for you now.
Out of sight.
All right, here you go.